share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. According to a report from Bernama, the Selinger state government is now in the final stages of developing environmentally friendly high-tech methods to address the issue of river pollution in Selinger. Selinger Exco for Infrastructure, Public Facilities, Agricultural Modernization and Agro-Based Industry Ir Izam Hashim said the technology developed in collaboration with a private company and a local water expert would utilize microorganisms that live in water to accelerate water recovery in polluted rivers. He said with this technology, the experts have identified the microorganisms that live in the river. Apart from that, through a certain process, they will increase the number of microorganisms so that it will act as a filter for contaminants and increase the amount of oxygen in the water and purifying the river. We have tried this technology at the Inda Water Consortium sewage treatment plant in Rawang, and within a week we can see significant changes in the color and smell. Through this technology, the dissolved oxide content is also found to increase, and this will help to increase aquatic life in the river. Now we are waiting for the final laboratory report, and if the result is successful, we will use this technology in treating river pollution in Selinger. This will directly reduce the cost of treating water for consumer use. This statement is from the live show entitled, Water Pollution, Who Did This?, that was posted on Facebook last night. Hashtag FB Live Hashtag Bul Baikara, Pensamaran Air, Siapa Buat Onar. Bahagian 1 Masala Air D Selinger Seperti Tiada Penyuda Dan Akurnia, Rakyat Menjadi Mangsa. Salah Siapa, Dan Apa Penyelesaiannya. Akuti Penerangan Daripada Exco Infrastruktur Negeri Selinger, YB Ir Izam Hashim Dan Pamangku Pengara, Ketua Penolong Pengara Bahagian Pengurusan Lembangan Sungai Dan Pantai, Lembaga Urus Air Selinger, Hazlina Amer Hashtag Media Selinger. Posted by Media Selinger on Monday, November 23, 2020. One of the panelists in the forum is Ir Izam Hashim. Apart from that, the other panelist was Chief Assistant Director of River and Coastal Basin Management Division, Selinger Water Management Board, Louis Hazlina Amer. Izam also added that the state government also facing a big challenge while addressing the issue in river pollution due to the large number of industries and factories in the two main river basins in Selinger, which is the Sungai Selinger and Sungai Longgat. He said around 6,000 factories were built in the Sungai Selinger Basin while an estimated 8,000 factories and industries were built around the Sungai Longgat Basin. However, Izam explained one of the challenges that faced by the Selinger state government would be the water pollution that occurs not directly into the river but through the disposal of chemical waste in drains, sewage manholes and tributaries far from industrial locations. Also read, Selinger nearly had another water disruption yesterday after pollution was detected in Sungai Kundong. Source, Astro Awani. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Saint_the_tags.